Good morning, good people. It is 31st July 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Saint Ignatius of Loyola, priest. The readings are from Jeremiah chapter 26 verses 1 to 9 and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 13 verses 54 to 58. When false ideas and persons appear to be attractive and appealing, we choose to close our hearts to truth, mercy, and love. Shortage of trust creates a vacuum in the presence and the power of the Word of God. Without faith in God, we cannot even face the ordinary events of life. With a fraction of faith in God, we can move mountains of issues. The absence of faith generates pessimism, rejection, and criticism on ourselves, others, and even God. Our present responses to God are influenced by the past conditions and life we lived. Returning and coming back to normalcy is always a struggle. When we got used to a type of life, thinking, and relating, it is difficult to respond to challenging situations. In the first reading, the prophet Jeremiah warned people to return to the Lord and be faithful to the Lord. Lack of faithfulness in God leads to aggression, anger, and frustration. The responsorial psalm intercedes, "Lord, in your great love, answer me." Psalm 69 verse 14. In the Gospel, Jesus could not perform any good work due to their selective listening and lack of faith in Him. To accept the proclamation and preaching of the Word, we need to let go of our prejudice, pessimism, and narrow-mindedness. Prejudice is the offspring of pride and arrogance, of undermining the other's goodness. Miracles are possible in the environment of faith and faithfulness. The Word of the Lord will not permeate the intentional shutdown of our inner lives. God performs miracles in the atmosphere of openness and optimism. It might be true of ourselves too, that God and Jesus are not able to perform any miracle due to the issues of faith. To become a friend of Jesus, we need to have faith in Jesus. Let us not go by the cover of the book. Familiarity and knowledge of someone cannot lead us to hate the person's goodness. May we ask the Holy Spirit to help us believe in Jesus to receive the blessings that are waiting for us. May you have a lovely day. God bless you.